You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show where the secret word of the day is buck wild. So when you hear it, remember to scream real loud. I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
We have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, we have a bunch of news to go over. But first, let's talk about some things we've been checking out during these past 7 days.
of snow and ice nightmare.
Yes, yes.
Let it go. Everything's been frozen.
Y'all hear about that Firefest documentary. Let's talk about that.
That sounds pretty great.
I watched the Hulu one. Because there's two. There's one on Netflix and one on Hulu.
Okay.
It was pretty good. I mean, it's pretty interesting to see how all this went wrong and, like, what a grifter the guy that did it is.
Yeah, okay. So, for folks who have no idea what Firefest...
Like me.
...was, want to explain?
Firefest was supposed to be a music festival in the Bahamas that... got all hyped up real big on social media by influencers.
Ja Rule.
And they made a big deal about it. People paid a lot of money
like
to
10,000 bucks
it.
A ticket or something like that? Yeah. They paid a lot of money.
There was all kinds of musical acts associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it all tanked.
Yeah.
They didn't get the stuff for it built. A lot of all the bands and stuff backed out.
A lot of the musical acts were never contacted in the first place.
Yeah. So it ended up being a bunch of rich kids on an island without any real food.
Cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
And sleeping in FEMA tents.
Which to them was a literal nightmare. But I feel like if I was there, I'd been like, okay. Hey, sweet camping trip.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. Whatever.
But I mean, they had booze.
Yeah, I mean, these kids that were there to, is the term glamp?
Yeah.
Where you're fancy camping or something?
You're camping without actually really
camping.
Without
camping, yeah.
But yeah, they came there to buy booze with wristbands and hear Blink-182.
And instead, it was Lord of the Flies.
Apparently. Well, when they started handing out setting up people with tents, they were doing it in an orderly and good fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then the owner guy, who's the one that scammed everybody, just gets up on a table and goes, go find a tent. It's a free-for-all. And that went about as well as you would expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From what I understand, it got to be nighttime and they realized there's no lights.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, fight or flight reflexes kicking in full blast.
There was so much for a fire festival.
Yeah.
There was somebody who didn't want people in the tents around them.
Mm-hmm.
So they started peeing in the other tents so people wouldn't use them.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that this documentary didn't get into the wild dogs that apparently were on the island also. Yeah. Maybe that's in the Netflix one. I don't know.
Yeah. But... Well, you see, the thing is that the reason why there's two is... the Hulu one was done by someone who worked for the company and like quit and then did a tell-all kind of thing. And the Netflix one is done by people who work for the company still, who heard about the Hulu one and said, oh, wait, we got to spin this the right way, and threw something together and released it a week earlier than the Hulu one.
Oh, man.
See, that's why I went for the Hulu one, because I heard that the Netflix one was a little too nice to the people that did it.
It is, yeah. Now, my question is, where was Ja Rule in all of this?
Oh, just ignoring it?
Yeah.
He really just distanced himself from it?
He played dumb to the point where I saw on Twitter the other day, he was actually tweeting about it. He's like, did you guys, y'all seen this this documentary? I had no idea. I was bamboozled. This is buck wild. I have no idea.
But the guy that did it, it wasn't his first scam.
Yeah.
He had a series of grifts before this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately afterward, he went back to his old tricks and started like the same old small-time grifts he was doing beforehand.
Oh, yeah. So, it was a full-blown thing.
Yeah.
So he's
yeah.
like a professional con man.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yep, yeah. exactly. Mm-hmm. And he was on probation getting in trouble for Fyre Festival and starts doing grifts while he's on probation, which is like the dumbest thing you can do. Like, you generally try not to commit more crimes when you're in trouble for one crime already.
Mm-hmm.
But he has like some kind of compulsion to rip people off, I guess.
Yeah, that's wild. I can't wait to watch the Netflix one for sure, because I'm curious. Well, both of them, really. I'm really curious to see.
Yeah, I kind of want to watch the Netflix one now just to see both
mm-hmm.
both sides, I guess, even though it's not really a both sides issue.
Yeah, it's really not.
The guy just conned a bunch of rich kids,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of funny. I mean,
it is. I mean,
it is and it isn't.
If someone gotten seriously hurt, it would not be funny.
Yeah, but everybody ended up pretty okay.
Pretty okay. And it's, you know, that what is the term for it? Is it like FOMO or something like that?
Fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out, something like that. And I guess that's starting to kick in with people, where people are, you know, are looking back on it and going, well, you know, they never talked about all the landslides and the drug overdoses at Woodstock. You had to be there, man. This is an experience. Fyre Festival is an experience, man. It's like, no.
It was surprise camping.
It was surprise camping, and everyone complained about it.
Yeah. I saw some blurb on Facebook this morning. I don't know how true it was, because it was just some random screen grab about a guy, just a regular middle-class dude that won tickets to it, and he said he had a great time.
Oh, sure, because it's just camping.
Yeah, it's just Bahamas camping.
Yeah, hang out on the beach, have a few drinks.
That's the one thing I took
punch
away.
A wild
like,
dog.
It didn't sound that bad.
Yeah, but to a bunch of, you know, privileged, you know,
who've
super
never been
rich
hungry
children.
In their life. This is probably the first time in their life they've ever actually been hungry.
Yeah.
That cheese sandwich? Look that bad.
Yeah.
I've eaten worse looking cheese sandwiches.
I had a grilled cheese this morning.
Oh, man, that does sound pretty good.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hankering.
Yeah. I'll have to go to the store.
I want to go to Melt.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Melt would be good. Yeah.
Man.
I went there after G-Dex for the first time, and it was very good.
Nice. I've been inside a Melt. I've never actually eaten at a Melt.
Story.
Yeah, so the short version of this story is years and years ago, they did open casting for extras in Avengers up in Cleveland. And, you know, I went and stood in line for like multiple hours in the hot sun in like, you know, shirt and tie and everything and sweat through all my clothing and looked awful by the end of the casting and up in Cleveland. So, the person I was with and I said, okay, hey, let's go. Let's try this Melt place. Let's get some fancy grilled cheese.
The Cleveland one is like the original one.
It's gone now.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone now. But yeah, so we went to Melt and there were tables open. It was, you know, you had to wait for a hostess or whatever. Tables open. The hostess told us that it would be about a 2.5 hour wait. We killed about 30 minutes there and then left. And as we were leaving, couple walked in and were able to get seats right away. We got screened at a grilled cheese restaurant. Yeah.
Maybe that's why the Cleveland one isn't there anymore.
That could very well be. Yeah.
I went to the Columbus one and it was very good.
I'd be willing to give it another shot.
And I guess Arcade Super Awesome moved into there too, so they got a bunch of arcade games.
Oh, nice. Excellent.
Did I ever tell you my buddy Matt Bell's in the Avengers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
It's like one of his proudest moments. His point something second of being in the Loki scene in the first Avengers film.
See, that's cool. That's really cool. I wish, man, that would be so awesome. But, you know, oh, well. I have one thing to check out. I didn't really do a whole lot this week, as per usual. Played a lot of Switch games. I actually jumped back into Pokemon Let's Go. And I've been doing that. I finished the Pokedex and have been...
You love finishing Pokedexes.
You know what? It's I'm OCD about that kind of stuff. And, you know, 151 is a lot easier to hit than almost 800.
Yeah, I can see it's very reasonable in Let's Go, I think.
Especially when the ones that you can only get by trading, you can just level up in the phone game and trade it over.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it. But So yeah, I've done that. I've unlocked fighting against Red, the original protagonist from the original games. Done everything there. The only thing I have left is to get all 151 up to like between level 70 and 100 to fight the Master Trials, which are like these weird like one-on-one battles where it's like your Charizard versus the other person's Charizard, but their Charizard has like a weird moveset that you would not like expect. So it's like, you know, weird like counters to your counter kind of thing. It's actually pretty challenging. It's pretty fun.
Like my Rhydon that knows Surf.
Yeah, right.
In Pokemon Go.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But no, I've been doing that a little bit. I also watched got a hankering to watch Justice League, the old Cartoon Network cartoon.
It's so good.
The continuation of the Batman, the animated series.
And Superman.
Yeah. Super good. I like mainlined the entire first season within like a day, which is great. I forgot how good that series was.
The writing is so good.
I wish it would have never stopped.
Same. Honestly. Same here. Yeah.
like the Bruce Timmiverse is just like, it's where it is for me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Super, super, super good stuff. I forgot how like raw that show gets sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Like the Vandal Savage episodes where they go, you know, the future and then the past, like alternate history kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place during World War II, a lot of it, and they get way closer to like actual like iconography, war stuff and iconography without getting too deep into it. They get way closer than I think any kind of media could do today. And this was done in like 2004, so this isn't that old.
Yeah.
But it's raw. It's good stuff. And I can't wait to get to the Justice League Unlimited seasons, because it has like all the
good characters.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where they start expanding things out. Yeah.
And like everyone starts dating each other.
Well, no, that's as just Huntress and the Question.
And
that's the coupling and Green Lantern. Get behind.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Speaking of cartoons that you would like, I know we talked about OKKO last week.
Yeah.
But there is definitely a Power Rangers episode.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
With the Hue Troopers.
Yeah.
And they have helmets with detailed lips on them.
Oh, nice.
It's very good.
Nice. Did you guys see the We Bare Bears episode with the Power Rangers?
I saw the clip from it.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the clip.
Yeah, you know the imaginary Super Bear? Silver Bear? That's Jason David Frank doing the voice.
Is it?
It is. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Hey, he's getting work. You know what?
I love how their bear mechs make a stack.
Oh, yes, yeah. that's just a stack of bears.
That's their Zord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I thought the bears had like deeper, more like grown up voices. The ones in that cartoon are like children.
That's the Little Bears episodes.
Oh,
where they have flashbacks or whatever of their childhood.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. All right. See, I haven't watched a whole lot of Wee Bear Bears. I was basically...
Most of the episodes of them are as adults, but there's one with Charles Barkley in it.
Nice.
Where they're kids and they're playing basketball.
That's excellent. The only other thing was I didn't really watch a whole lot of it, but my sister linked me on Facebook. She said she got, for some reason, got an episode of the old Steve Brule, check it out, show stuck in her head and sent me the Casino Gramblers.
Still make jokes about that to this day. It's so funny.
Big time Riverboat Gramblers.
Yeah.
One of
paper equals four of coin.
Jackpot.
We're going to get some money. Denny's going to get us some money off his library card. They need to make more of this.
They really do.
I don't know if they ever will, but they should.
Yeah, yeah. God, that was John C. Reilly as like it's a public access like... He's supposed to be like
he's like a weatherman.
Weatherman or something that's like doing like, you know, puff pieces or like has his own show, but he's like
crazy
weird.
Yeah, like really weird.
Like really, really weird. And he mispronounces words constantly.
He used to be part of the Married News team that was on. Was that Tom Goes to the Mayor or was it just Tim and Eric?
It was, I think the character showed up on Tom Goes to the Mayor, but they did a lot more
Tim and Eric.
Awesome show.
Great job.
That is hands down my favorite episode of that entire series.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The one about boats, or the broats. He says broats.
The broats, and he eats some free crab out of a dumpster.
Oh, man, I'm sure everyone listening thinks you guys are crazy.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Oh, God.
Hit it, Josh. You said you had a lot of them.
Yeah, I do. Man, yeah. I got a lot. I watched the entire Death Note series from beginning to end in one night.
Wow. Okay. Wow. How?
That is impressive.
How? I've watched most of Death Note, but it gets real bad, real towards the end.
They're
introducing more characters that you don't that nobody cares about. Like,
oh, yeah. I did not care about the ancillary characters.
Yeah.
But
that's that's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of anime for one man.
37 episodes?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That must be closer to the end than I thought.
Yeah, there is an...
That's not as many as I thought there was.
Once they introduce N and the other guy, it's there's only a handful. I think there's like 10 or 12.
Yeah, that show really runs out of steam.
Yeah.
Some of the beginning and middle is some great, great stuff, but
mm-hmm.
goes on too long.
Yeah, but then it led into my other Check It Out.
Okay.
I watched the Netflix live action movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, let's talk about this because I have no frame of reference of Death Note except for that movie.
Ooh, that movie gets so many things wrong.
It looks like it's the My Chemical Romance version of the anime.
Oh, it's so awful. And it's like gory for no reason.
Yeah. Nicholas Winding Refn that did it?
I don't know.
Yeah, someone like a name director was like, hey, I'm a fan of this anime where you write a name of a person in a book and then a monster that looks like Willem Dafoe comes in and eats them or something.
That's not
causes
how,
their death.
No, that's he doesn't do it.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, it's he's just a death god. He doesn't actually do it.
He's just there.
Yeah.
Eating apples.
It's technically his book.
It's his, right.
In the live action movie, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the live action movie makes you think there is only one Death Note, and it gets passed from human person to human person by a death god to make these things happen.
But that
is not how it is.
Okay, yeah.
There are multiple Death Notes, and every Shinigami has one. Ryuk happens to have two. And eventually gets to the point where there are three floating around.
I don't know about that. All I know is that live action movie's not very
good. Oh, dude, it's so bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And there's like so many things. Like
why is it gory? The anime's not gory. I mean, there's some.
Nobody dies of heart attacks, for one.
Really?
Yeah. It's always does something awful.
Some elaborate, like.
Yeah. And it's like if he doesn't write a cause of death, it's quote unquote from the movie. Dealer's choice.
Yeah, it's almost like the Final Destination movies, where like some like weird like over the top like coincidence murder.
The first one he does, he writes the name of this guy that's a bully,
mm-hmm.
and he writes decapitation in the book, and a ladder comes flying off a work truck and cuts the dude's head in half.
Really sharp ladder, I think.
Well, no, it's just cut it in half, but it like rips it off and it explodes. It's gross.
Yeah,
it's super gross.
And on top of that, the acting's just not good.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
like the girl and the guy who plays Light Turner.
Light Turner.
Yeah, it takes place in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo of America.
I mean, like nothing felt right except for William Dafoe's Ryuk.
Yeah, well,
though you never get a really good look at him though.
Yeah,
it's either always really dark. Or he's purposely out of focus.
Because they didn't spend a whole lot of money on the CGI.
Not all of it's even CGI. There actually is a guy in a costume
mm-hmm.
wearing a screen capture headgear for William Dafoe to do his facial animations.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie was just awful. I mean, I've watched a lot of cringy stuff, but it was...
There's a lot of bad live action anime.
So what's the deal with the candy detective boy?
L?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just likes sugar.
Well, sugar helps him think.
That's true.
Mm.
Sugar helps him think. Yep.
And he's a weird guy.
Yeah, he comes from like a weird orphanage thing, which and then that turned. It was part of a international program to help gifted children become great detectives or
super
something.
Super detectives?
Yeah,
or,
yeah, pretty much.
He's the world's greatest detective.
Oh.
Yep, and then the other two characters who show up are
even
his,
more than Batman.
Are his proteges.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know what would have made a good crossover is Detective Conan and Death Note.
Was that the little kid one?
Yeah.
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 The grown kid man that solves crime. Yeah, the grown man in a child's body that solves crimes.
God, anime's weird.
Yeah, I've actually watched a lot of anime this week.
Yeah.
Detective Conan is a great anime, though.
I remember it as Case Closed.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
four kids TV dub that was on Saturday mornings.
Which is
that
also
I always,
good.
I, you know, I've never been an anime guy, but when I was younger, I was really not an anime guy, so I was always like, nope, turn the channel. I'm done.
It's really good and surprisingly dark.
Mm.
And the dub throws in some good jokes, too.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that live action Death Note would be so bad. And it gets all the characterizations of all the characters so completely wrong. Like in the anime, like Light is a very intelligent, very methodical person. Like scary, like supervillain level.
Oh, is
like
he supposed to be that way?
Yeah.
Wow, they got him way wrong then.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
Basically kind of has a serial killer personality.
Yeah.
Which is leads him to becoming basically a serial killer.
But then eventually he loses his memory and kind of reverts back to what he was in the beginning before he gets the book a little bit. Mm. I mean, he's still kind of arrogant, but not as bad.
And in this, he's just like a whiny teen.
Oh, yeah, it's so bad. And then like in the anime, Ryuk doesn't push him to use the book or anything. He's like,
yeah,
oh, that's wrong. Oh, that's yeah. wrong. They got that wrong too.
Like he,
wow.
This is just here, you know. If you want to use it.
he's like, I don't care. He's like, it's boring in the Shinigami death world. I don't care. I'm just here. In the movie, Ryuk's like, use the book. Also, there's only like 5 rules, not like 97,000.
Oh, there's a bit, and they keep coming up with more like as it goes on.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, but not really. They just don't tell you about a lot of them until it's relevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Like the Shinigami eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which allow you to see the name of a person by looking at them.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to know their name to be able to write their name in the book.
Right. Oh, that's right.
Their actual name.
Because that's why he couldn't just kill the detective, right?
Yeah.
Because he didn't know his real name.
Right, right.
Even after he saw his face, he never knew his real name.
That's right.
And then, that's a spoiler. Anyway.
Anyway, we have time for one more thing.
Oh, man. I have such a list of things.
Or hit all of them very quickly.
Yeah. I watched the entire anime series Overlord, or at least what's currently available anyway.
I've heard good things.
I like it. It's weird. It's a different take on kind of the I'm in an MMO, I'm trapped in an MMO kind of anime thing.
There are a lot of animes about that.
Oh, I know.
Well, what's it? The one with the...
Yeah, Sword Art was a big deal, even though it's garbage.
Sword Art suck.
Yeah.
I watched that one. Did I ever tell you that?
Yeah, you did.
I watched it all the way up through the episode where they stop playing the game and just go fishing for an episode.
Oh, where
and
they
I'm
live
like,
in the,
I have better things to do with my life.
Where they live in the cabin in the woods for like a while.
It's such a squandered like concept because it was good for about 3 episodes. And
wasn't
then...
that like part of the plot of Dot Hack?
That was Dot Hack's almost entire plot. Well, at least Tsukasa's part of the plot.
Because I remember there was a couple episodes I've seen of that, and I always thought that was kind of a neat idea, and then Sword Art came along and was like, well, no, they did it bad.
Yeah, Tsukasa's whole thing was he was trapped in the game, but he was the only one trapped in the game and couldn't get out. Everyone else could leave.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I never finished Dot Hack. I never did.
I had the first game.
Oh, the first PS2 one?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Let's see. Overlord's pretty neat. It's more of a, from the point of view of a guy who plays a monster character in MMO.
Huh.
Versus playing just a good guy or whatever.
Mm.
But because he's trapped in the game and he's trapped in his character's body or whatever.
If he dies in the game, he dies for real.
They actually haven't really gotten into that.
Okay.
Because he was max level in the game, he's pretty much a god in this.
He's max level for real?
Yeah. But he's a big skeleton guy. And so any bit of his human emotion, anytime he starts to get like emotional or whatever, his skeletal racial trait kicks in and he kind of calms him down.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's weird. It's real weird.
Hmm.
There's some really cheeky dialogue in it sometimes.
Hmm.
Because like one of his main hench people or whatever is a succubus or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. There's
gotcha.
It wasn't bad. It was probably one of the better fantasy animes I've watched here lately.
Next anime.
Okay. Yeah, one more.
Oh,
time for one more.
Oh, what else to know? Oh, I started watching Once Upon a Time.
Oh, God. Oh,
that's right. I forgot we were going to talk about that.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, man, I hate it.
How far are you into it?
Because
I watched like the first three seasons of it.
Yeah.
I mostly hate watched it, yeah. But I watched it.
Yeah, I hate watched a ton of it.
What was the last episode I watched? I think it was the one where Henry goes to the mine.
Well, that's near the end of season one.
Yeah, and he starts finding, like, I think it's the pieces of the magic mirror.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That show was bad to begin with, but it was such a squandered premise.
Oh, yeah.
That's what makes it so much worse. Like, the idea that, you know, there is a magic, you know, the fairy tale world was like transported.
A real place.
Fables, the comic Fables, basically.
Yeah, it's the same as Fables. It's the same concept.
Except Fables is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but like
with a Disney bent,
and like none of the characters are likable, really. I mean, I like Regina. I mean, but like,
I don't know.
But when the evil queen is your best character, that's kind of a problem.
Yeah. I don't like Emma Swan. I don't like the main protagonist.
No,
don't.
I think her red jacket's stupid.
Mm-hmm. in later seasons, they introduce Captain Hook.
It's a yellow jacket.
I thought she wore a red leather jacket.
Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. Well, anyway, later season they introduce Captain Hook, and they do him very badly. And then they introduce Elsa from Frozen.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It's red.
Oh, it is red?
In the red episode, leather that jacket.
Sure enough. Yep, you're right. It's a yellow car.
Oh.
It's a yellow car.
Yeah, she's got that yellow beetle.
That's
yeah.
what it is. Yeah.
Who's the sheriff supposed to be? I haven't quite figured
him out. The sheriff.
Like, of Nottingham?
Oh, no, he's Robin Hood.
No, the sheriff. The sheriff was... Oh, because they don't just tie in, like, Disney series. There's also other stuff.
It's kind of a mix. But mm-hmm. But anytime they use the fairy tale version of a character, it's the Disney version of a character.
It's the Disney version, except for Dr. Whale, the guy who played Adam the Immortal from Heroes.
Oh.
Yeah, he is Dr. Frankenstein, because they at one episode they go to Universal Monster Land. Essentially.
Huh.
And he's Dr. Frankenstein.
Hmm.
But like, yeah, who was the...
Sheriff Graham.
Graham.
He's Graham from King's Quest now.
Yeah.
They said his name's James. So I thought maybe he was Hook.
Oh, no, he's Prince Charming, isn't he?
No. Prince Charming is the dude in a coma.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He's not in a coma anymore.
He eventually becomes the sheriff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also,
was he the huntsman? That's it.
That's
because he doesn't last long in the series.
Hunt, hunt, hunt. He's the huntsman. That's from Freakazoid.
Yeah. I wondered why him and Regina were secret city council buddies.
Yeah, yeah. But God, that show
the
is
the acting
just...
is so bad, and I hate it.
Yeah,
like we're sitting there watching it, and Nicole looks at me. She goes, "What is going on in this series? I'm watching it, but I'm completely lost in what's going on." And I'm like,
yeah, doesn't get much clearer.
I'm like, well,
some of the ideas are pretty neat. The guy who rides in on a motorcycle and shows up every once in a while, the kind of the badass guy from season one, doesn't last too long.
I haven't seen him yet.
You haven't seen him yet?
No.
Okay. Well, then I can't spoil it
because
I want to, but I can't.
Is he Lobo?
No.
Yeah, he's Lobo.
He's Lobo. That's it.
Disney's
yeah.
Lobo.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we're at break time, so let's go ahead and take a break. And when we get back, we'll talk about some news.
First, some Buckwild music.
Nerd Overload is a show produced under the umbrella of a nonprofit organization, Marion Community Radio WZMO. To help with our fundraising, we have become a member of Patreon. What is Patreon?
Patreon exists because when creators are paid, they can create more amazing things. Things that inspire us, teach us, challenge us. Things that make us laugh. Patreon is a membership platform that makes it really easy for creators to get paid. We're using the idea of patronage, which is actually a really old idea.
Exactly, Jack. If it weren't for patrons, we wouldn't have Romeo and Juliet or Mona Lisa, Mozart, Shakespeare, Da Vinci. They all had patrons.
What can I do to help Nerd Overload?
Patrons set a monthly subscription-style payment for the level of membership they want.
Where do I go?
Thousands of creators and creative teams are using Patreon to run their business their way. So if you're a professional creator, start a page and give your fans the opportunity to become patrons.
patreon.com/nerdoverload now.
Hey, that was Weezer covering Mr. Blue Sky off their new cover album, the Teal album. And, you know, your mileage may vary with that one.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about it.
Go ahead, let her rip.
Yeah, you know what?
This album just came out today, by the way.
It just, just came out day of recording. But, like, they don't do enough different with the covers. Like, I always think I love covers. I love, you know, different takes on older songs.
It's interesting to see another artist make their own interpretation of a song that you know.
Yeah, but the Weezer covers sound almost exactly like the originals.
Yeah, they didn't take enough artistic liberties.
Like, they didn't do anything different with the Africa.
Yeah.
They didn't do... Yeah, it's just...
It's boring.
Yeah. And I mean, I like Mr. Blue Sky, and, you know, Weezer's first couple albums are very good. I've cooled on Weezer quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone has.
Yeah, but like...
Except for Matt Damon in that SNL sketch from not too long ago.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, I'll have to look that up later. But I'm glad they're still doing stuff. And, you know, at least they're getting all of the covers out of the way on one album, and so that they can do new things on their next one. But also, their new stuff isn't super great.
I think their last really good album was the Red album.
To varying degrees.
I really liked Pork and Beans.
Pork and Beans was good.
And the Greatest Man Who Ever Lived.
That was
really
clever.
Good.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the album just kind of falls off after that.
The problem is they keep trying to reclaim the magic that was either the Blue album or Pinkerton. And
to a lesser extent, the Green album.
Yeah. You can't try to do that.
Yeah.
It just kind of has to happen. But because they're constantly trying to get back to that, It's not going
to
work for them.
They even wrote a song about how they're trying to get back to there.
Back to the, back to the shack, I think. I think we played it.
No, there's Memories.
Oh, Memories, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like, I used to love Weezer.
Yeah, it used to be one of my favorite bands.
Mm-hmm. But they're just okay. They're solidly just all right now, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about some news. What news do we want to go into first? We have a list.
Let's get the Fallout 76 continued dumpster fire out of the way.
Let's
with this piece of news brought to us by listener Parker.
Yep.
Thank you, Parker.
Yeah, thanks, Parker. So
you can send in your stories if you want us to talk about a news story. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, staff@nerdoverload.com or go over to our Facebook page.
Send us a Facebook message.
Yeah,
that's
what
Parker
read them.
Did.
Yeah. Yeah, so Fallout 76 continues to be a mess. The new thing is there is a huge rumor that it is going free to play.
Data miners have uncovered some evidence that leads them to believe that the game is going to be free to play.
That's awful.
It feels likely.
I mean, yeah, it feels incredibly likely, but this has got to be, if not the quickest, one of the quickest, you know, turnarounds from paid game
to free game
to free game,
because that was the $60 game when it came out. Some people played full price for that game. It wasn't me. I didn't pay full
and it
price
was like,
but
and it was what, like 3 months ago?
Yeah,
like 3 months ago you're paying $60.
Yeah,
and now,
the game's not even that old.
Yeah. The other thing along with the data miners that kind of leads people to believe that this is going free to play is EB Games Australia has completely wiped the game out of their POS systems, removed them from the shelves, and like they're gone, like completely from
Now this could be somebody at EB Games Australia trying to do everyone a favor.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, it's very true.
Or it could be something part of the Australian government.
Oh yeah,
because they are very strict on their games.
They are, but if they were that strict on the games, they wouldn't have released it in the first place.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why they had to change the names of all the drugs in the original, well, not the original Fallout, but Fallout 3, to get them classified on the ratings board in Australia. They had to change them to fake drugs.
And you know, it's not just games. I mean, it's cartoons too. That's why it's the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, because ninjas are too violent for Australian children.
I thought that was the UK.
It might've been the UK as well, but I know Australia, it's the Hero Turtles over there. And like,
which is funny because Australia is where Mad Max comes from.
Yeah. But like, yeah, this is just, I don't know. Fallout is just like crashing and burning super hard.
It just keeps getting worse and worse. Although I will say it's definitely worth playing for free.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely get, you know, $0 worth of entertainment out of it.
Oh, sure.
I'm not even sure I want to play it for free.
Just to poke around, because the world they built, the West Virginia world, is very cool. Mm-hmm. And there's so many cool, like, landmarks and stuff in there. It's just the game around it isn't as good as it should be.
Yeah, it's just...
I think you're letting your Mothman bias seep through a little bit.
That may be true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of the monster designs are very good, too, because the other Fallout games don't have as many monsters. It's a lot of just raiders over and over again, but this is all monsters.
Yeah, when it goes free to play, I'll try it, but then again, you know, those kind of shooters are not my thing.
Well, it has auto-aim.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they turned Vast into instead of being able to pause it and strategy things out. Oh, really?
Okay.
It just turns on an auto-aim where as long as the thing is on your screen, you can shoot it.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That's not bad. If it bleeds, you can kill it.
Yeah. All right. So where do we want to go from here? Because I don't know what else we could say about Fallout until next week when there's more Fallout bad news.
Something else stupid happens.
Something keeps falling out.
Yeah.
When everybody's accounts that ever played the game are compromised or something.
I thought that already happened.
Yeah. No, that was just people who tried to get their canvas bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm waiting for a report where like the canvas bags have like the plague in them or something like that. Like it's giving everyone scabies.
Yeah.
It's got black
dysentery.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's turning everyone into those stupid zombies from Fallout.
Yeah, the scorched.
Yeah.
I think everybody who bought the game was significantly scorched.
Yeah, pretty much.
Take that, smooth skins.
Yeah. Okay, so hey, let's go from a game that did cost money to a free game to a game that was originally free, now will cost some money. Let's talk about that Power Rangers fighting game.
Yeah, they announced a Power Rangers fighting game, apparently.
Battle for the Grid, yeah. And it's supposed to be like a three-button fighter. Basically, it's like a super pared-down, like easy, anyone can pick up and play with it. Kind of
like how Smash Brothers is supposed to be, but I don't think Smash Brothers is actually that.
Smash Brothers has complicated itself. Like, the original Smash Brothers was pretty simple.
Yeah, but now it's,
But the thing with this game is it's done by the same company that does the Power Rangers Legacy iOS game, and all of the moves and character models look exactly the same. So it's basically a port of a free phone game onto your Switch that they're charging $30 for.
And they've kind of elaborated on it maybe a little.
Maybe a little, but not enough.
Yeah, if you are expecting them to actually spend money to make this game or put effort into it, it doesn't look like that's what it's going to be.
The only thing I could say is they might put a little bit of money behind it because it's not Saban anymore. It's Hasbro.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Never mind then. Because I was thinking there's no way Haim Saban
way. Well, the game wouldn't be made in the first place if Saban had, anything to do with it.
Wasn't there like an old Power Rangers fighting game like on the Super Nintendo?
Yeah.
There's
a
couple.
Yeah, there's a Zord fighting game and then there's a beat-em-up.
Yeah, I think I played the beat-em-up.
I didn't realize how many Sentai PlayStation games there are.
Oh, there's a ton.
I was looking at a list of PlayStation games the other day. A lot of Kamen Rider games, too.
Yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, none of them have been translated, so... Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't really play a whole lot of them. There's actually a Toys to Life Kamen Rider game that gets updates every year with the new writers and stuff. Yeah. I would love to be able to play it, but... there's no way.
That sounds like a Warp Zone purchase.
He could probably get it. Yeah,
he could put that on the shelf and then you wouldn't be able to leave without it.
Yeah, well, yeah, probably.
You mean like the lock seeds?
Hey, those were cool. Those are cool toys.
They are cool. Gaim was a great Kamen Rider.
Some samurais that are also fruit.
And also Norse gods.
And kind of Norse gods, yeah. It's a good concept. But anyway, yeah, this game, what they're doing is it's a $20 game, or you can do a collector's edition that's $30 and you get a pre-order bonus for a second Green Ranger skin.
Of course, which, it's got to be the Green Ranger.
I hate
with
it.
With the gold thing in the middle of the helmet.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I hate the version 2 Green Ranger helmet.
I don't care for it. And then if you want to pay $60 for it, you get the entire first season DLC and Lord Draken, the comic only evil Tommy from alternate future evil Tommy.
Why can't they do like cool obscure pulls instead of this?
Well, some of the DLC, they're assuming Kim from the Power Rangers Pink comic.
Oh, with her biker suit.
That's cool.
And there's actually an alternate future from the same future as Lord Draken, where she is called the Ranger Slayer, where she's like a hero, like a anti-hero type character, and her costume's really cool. Have you ever seen the Ranger Slayer costume from?
No.
Let me. You guys talk about the next thing, because we've mined this Power Rangers thing for all it's worth.
You guys could definitely get another 45 minutes.
Well,
on the Power Rangers.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I could talk all day how I want to see Jetman in this game.
Oh yeah, it's not gonna happen.
No, never.
But
or Die Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could probably get the White Ranger, but that's about.
Okay, yeah, see, that's a cool.
That's outfit. A cool costume.
Yeah,
and her bow splits apart into two swords, kind of like Pit. Yeah, it's really cool. It's a cool design.
Oh yeah, I love the inverse of the colors.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam.
Space Jam 2.
Space Jam 2.
It's a thing that is actually happening.
Yeah. I mean, they already released a teaser image like maybe a couple months ago, but now like it's officially filming.
Yeah, it looks like it is rumored to be to begin filming June 17th in California. And the most interesting thing is that it's being produced by Ryan Coogler, who directed Black Panther, among other things.
A really, really good movie.
Like, it may not be like a slapdash money grab, like the first one.
A slapdash piece of trash.
Yeah.
Which the first one definitely is.
Oh, the first one. Well, the first one was based entirely off of a McDonald's commercial.
Yeah. Or no, so. It wasn't McDonald's, was it?
Oh, yeah. No.
It was Nike.
I thought it was McDonald's.
No, it's Nike. It's Air Jordan.
That's right. It was the Nothing But Net was the McDonald's commercial where they were like playing horse, basically.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Space Jam was the Nike commercial.
That's, yeah. But still.
Oh, man. Sorry, keep talking. I just remembered something.
Oh, okay.
It's the Geico Caveman show of movies.
It really is. Although, remember the Caveman show? It was all right.
I never actually watched it.
I loved the Geico Caveman.
Yeah, it was a good show. They'd had a whole episode where the B-plot was them claiming that John Tesh was a shaved caveman. Yeah, a shaver. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Who was it? Was that Nick Kroll?
It was Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll was one of the
cavemen on the show.
So, sort of related to the Space Jam thing, but sort of not.
Okay.
Something else I did this week was I went down a rabbit hole on Verve.
Yeah.
I was watching, I don't think it's the newest Looney Tunes series. It's not the new Looney Tunes series. It's this the Looney Tunes show.
Oh, where's the sitcom one?
Yeah.
It's not bad. We've talked about it before.
I'm surprisingly, I really like it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Like all the characters are there, but like more like in kind of side things.
It's an interesting take on the Looney Tunes, and I think if people would have got past that it was different,
yeah,
which they didn't.
They never did.
It would have maybe took off more, mm-hmm. but
also Lola is crazy.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, they make
and played
nuts.
And played very well by Kristen Wiig.
Yeah,
like she is insane, and it's like a overly attached girlfriend. Like
yeah, mm-hmm. That's probably where the idea came from.
More than likely, yeah.
Which is better than her previous version of the character, which had nothing.
Where she was just furry bait?
Yeah, she brought nothing to the table.
Not nothing. It did very specific things for very specific people. All right, anyway, get off that topic.
Wait, one more on Space Jam. I know we said it's bad and trash like 50 times.
That doesn't mean you
shouldn't watch it.
No, it's great. No, I love watching it.
It's still a fun time.
It's a fun piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about a couple of shows that's coming to Netflix. The first one is a new show called Space Force, based
It's got Steve Carell attached.
Mm-hmm. And some of the British Office folks, not Gervais, but it's some of the other
good,
British.
He's
kind of tainted
tanked,
goods.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a parody kind of show based around the whole
military branch of the Space Force.
The Space Force that is now a thing that exists.
Well,
kind of, sort of.
My opinion on this, and I mostly wanted to talk about this just so I could say it, it's going to age like milk.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's going to have a lot of really good jokes, and Steve Carell is very funny, but...
I think it's supposed to be a workplace comedy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because people have been saying it's going to be the new Office. I'm gonna
tell
you right now,
it's going to be
not...
the new That's My Bush.
Yeah.
Second week in a row, That's My Bush reference. We're going to make it a thing. We're bringing it back. No, it's not.
In like 4 years, you're not even going to want to think about this anymore.
I don't want to think about it now.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it now. Yeah. It's just not going to work, I don't think.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, just picture like Steve Carell's like just done face from The Office, because that's pretty much going to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I feel like if you make a mistake in space, everybody just dies.
Yeah, so, yeah. But you know what? Okay, so that show... Agreed, it's not going to work. You know what is going to work? Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes, because it's one of my favorite shows of all time.
I think it's everyone's favorite show. Yeah. Thereabouts. I'm excited for it.
I think Robert Stack is hard to replace.
I mean,
they tried to in later seasons of Unsolved Mysteries, and it just doesn't work as well with Dennis Farina.
It doesn't.
So I don't know how they're going to do that, because, God, Robert Stack was
so perfect for that
show.
You know what? I just had a thought. You know who would be really good? The guy who does the Allstate commercials with the deep voice. He was Pedro Serrano in the Major League movies. The one with Jobu.
I've never seen those movies.
Of course not.
Yeah, and then the second one, he becomes a monk
or something
like
that.
Yeah, he's like a nonviolent Buddhist.
Yeah, something like that. But no, I think he would do...
When you said Allstate commercials, I thought Farmers, and then I thought J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons would be a really good choice, too.
He'd just be yelling.
Kind of, yeah. He'd be playing his character from...
the music one.
Whiplash? You mean My Personal Nightmare?
Yeah, being screamed at by J.K. Simmons is... Yeah.
Who's not playing J. Jonah Jameson. Jonah Jameson, he can scream at me. It's funny. Yeah. That gives me I can't deal with it.
Yeah, it's rough, but Unsolved Mysteries is
does it bring back some pain, like some like uneasy memories?
Not
for you?
Really. Like,
it's just yeah.
It's just my personal nightmare is that scenario for some reason. as long as they keep the original theme song intact, don't change it.
Yep.
Don't even do a cover.
Yep.
Don't even not even if it's Carly Rae.
Don't contact Weezer. Don't have them do.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that they would do it almost exactly the same way, but don't just get the old song back.
Carly Rae Jepsen did the Fuller House one. Right?
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, Carly? Why Carly Rae?
Why Netflix? Why?
Yeah, I don't know why it's on Netflix.
No,
either.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Why Fuller House?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
That seemed like an idea where they thought about bringing it to an actual network, and they passed on it. So Netflix scooped it up and is like, hey.
And it was kind of a slam dunk
garbage.
Yeah, people love that garbage for some reason.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it and I lasted about 10 minutes.
I watched the first episode and it was very... I talked about it on here, I think, years ago.
Yeah, we did.
It was very, very bad and I never want to think about it again.
I think it was more nostalgia bait.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it definitely was.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
But like when they started doing it, I'm like, I didn't like it then. I'm not going to like it now.
Yeah.
We'll cut it out.
When's the Seventh Heaven reboot? Mm-hmm.
Dawson's Creek.
Eighth Heaven.
Dawson's River.
The flow's gotten a lot stronger.
Yeah.
It's a river now.
There was a melt upstream.
Yeah. All right, so we have a couple things left here. First one we're going to hit real quick because we can't really get too deep into it, but there is an online YouTube and Twitch streamer named H Bomber Guy. He does
out of the UK.
He has some stuff about Dark Souls, which I guess are bad. But the other day he did a stream. He wanted to raise some money for a non-for-profit called Mermaids. It's a British-based organization that helps British teens who are trans.
It's a really good trans rights thing.
It's a really good, you know.
And the whole reason he mm-hmm. did this is because Graham Lynam, the guy that did IT Crowd and yeah. Father Ted, mm-hmm. threw a big Twitter fit about the fact that that organization got money from the British government, and he didn't think that they should because he's a jerk.
Well, yeah, I mean,
which is sad because I like both those shows.
I know that's yeah. the worst.
Yeah. But anyway, he's just set out to raise like $3,000, you know,
yeah,
just
to make
help
up for
make
that
up
money
for
that
money
got taken away.
And his stream blew up to the point where they had multiple like gaming and even politicians and whatnot call in and talk to him about stuff. And he ended up raising over $300,000 over and his stream lasted 58 hours.
Playing Donkey Kong Country 64.
Donkey Kong 64, which is not a great game by any means.
It's no. It's a bad game. But
don't know if I would say that, but
it's definitely a weak point in the franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it has its moments.
Mm-hmm, it's definitely a rare collectathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one way to put it. Yeah. It definitely is a Rareware game from the 90s.
Yes. So having a stream go that long and be able to raise that much money for a nonprofit, whatever your opinions are on the subject, you know, we got to stay neutral on the show, but it is quite an accomplishment to be able to raise that kind of money.
It's always nice to see video games being used to do good.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
As Darth Vader would say, impressive, most impressive.
Yes. And, to be honest, we almost didn't talk about it on the show because it really kind of borders on things, but we had to bring it up.
Yeah. Well, even that one, the new, was she a senator? I can't remember
her
name.
AOC.
Yeah,
she's
AOC.
A senator.
She called in.
She called in and talked for like a half hour or something like
and
that.
It was
I listened
really
to that.
Cool.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I strongly disagree with her stance that the Nintendo 64 is probably the best console.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah.
But I believe in her right to think that.
Yes. And you know what? That actually kind of brought up a thing. It kind of struck me kind of weird that we have now reached an age. We're all in our early 30s here in the room. Early to mid.
I am about to say, I'm approaching my mid quickly.
Well, I was being nice. But we're all, you know, in our early to mid 30s here. And it kind of struck me that we are reaching the age now where a lot of our elected officials will now have, you know, similar cultural touchstones that we do.
Oh, yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
And with nerd culture becoming more
prevalent.
Like, not mm-hmm. even more. It is prevalent now. Yeah. It's not a weird thing to be into your Star Wars or your Riverdales or whatever.
Yeah, so
it's not really a source of ridicule anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
everybody has their thing. And I think everybody's realized that now.
Yeah, yes. And it just kind of made me kind of think, you know, we could, in theory, end up down the line with a president that
caught them all.
Say, yeah, has really strong opinions about Pokemon and Power Rangers. Yeah. And that is kind of a neat thought. And I'm sure this is a thought that everyone goes through when they're, you know, around yeah. our age because, you know.
Well, that's what I've noticed with a lot mm-hmm. of cartoons, that I've become exactly the age of the people who make the cartoons mm-hmm. now. Because they make references to
exactly
extremely specific things mm-hmm. from my own childhood.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, it's kind of a neat cultural phenomenon.
Like when we were kids and watched Animaniacs, it was all a bunch of references to stuff from like the 60s and 70s that we really didn't
that
get.
That we didn't get, but I remember my folks watching it and going, oh, that's, yeah. you know, that's
and,
funny.
And
that
now
we're
at the point where it's just a bunch of references to things from the 90s.
Homestar Runner. And
yeah. Just very obscure, mm-hmm. like things that specifically things from people from our generation will get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just had a thought.
Okay.
A presidential Halloween party where somebody dresses up as Strong Bad.
Oh, man, that'd be great. All right, so the last thing we want, we should get into, we can't get into it that much because we don't have a whole lot of time left. They released the nominees for the Oscars this year, and in the past couple of years, we sometimes went over the
it depended
Oscars a
on
bit.
How much
relevant.
News, well, how much news we had for the week, whether we covered the Oscars or not.
Yeah, and
And we're here with 4 minutes left in the show, so we're going to talk about the Oscars.
Yeah. So, well, the one thing I wanted to bring up was Black Panther.
Yeah, which is extremely relevant to us.
It's probably the most relevant to us of anything.
Yeah, Black Panther got nominated for Best Picture, which is rad.
It's super cool. They're not going to win.
Oh, no.
Because it's a comic book movie and it's not going to win. But...
But it's an honor just to be nominated.
It's an honor just to be nominated.
As the cliche goes. Mm-hmm.
That is quite the feat. It's the first of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that
I think it's the first of the superhero movies, period.
Wasn't Dark Knight?
I don't think it was Best Picture, but...
Oh, that's right. Heath Ledger got Best Supporting Actor posthumously, which I think that if he wouldn't have died, he probably wouldn't have won it. he wouldn't have been nominated, but he wouldn't have won it. But yeah, being nominated for Best Picture is a real feat, and it really kind of goes to show the cultural importance of Black Panther, not just as a superhero movie, but as a movie in general, and how well the movie was made.
Superhero movies are art now, you guys. We made it.
We made it.
We made it.
It's a thing. It's a thing.
That's Buck Wild.
Jack Kirby would be proud.
He would. Well, depending. Would he get paid for it is the question. That was Jack Kirby's thing. Anyway, we have hit time, so we should probably wrap things up. Thank you all for listening. You can find each and every one of our shows over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on social medias, because we know you got them. Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, if you want to get those sweet, sweet nerd photos at nerdoverload now.
It's mostly cosplay, which is mostly. Cool.
It's cool, yeah.
You can send us an email, staff@nerdoverload.com, story ideas, tips,
whatever
you want, questions.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, that we'll do someday.
We'll do someday with that, yeah. And you know what? This is usually the part where I list off every single place that you can find our podcast, but you know what? In the interest of shortening the end time, I'm just going to pick one out for this week. And, Apple Podcasts. Everybody who has an iPhone, go over to Apple Podcasts.
It's already on your phone.
It's on your phone. Just go over, download any of the old past episodes. Give us a rating and review. That usually helps more people find the show. That would be great.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. We sell t-shirts. You can go to our main website, and there's a store link on there. And I think that pretty well wraps everything up. So, again, thank y'all for listening, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.
Buck Wild. Ah!